Steve Blocker-Roach joining us this morning. By the way, rep round started last night. Lebanon beat Malta in the Elias Fenwick Cup game. And the score in that was 30-14 at Belmore
last
night.
Hang on. The Elias Fenwick Cup.
Yep.
What? Mario Fenwick and Benny Elias?
Yep.
Do you know the war still continues 30 years on?
Well, wasn't there some sort of...
There a handshake and an agreement that the war is over? they came together?
They did. It was organised by Jeff Fenwick.
Yep.
And there was cuddles and photos taken and all that sort of stuff.
You reckon it was for...
It was
optics.
All for show. Mate, the war, I'm telling you, the war continues.
The war continues. Oh. Mate, what a funny fella Benny is. We had him on the program.
Did you talk about the goalpost?
We put it to him. He didn't really want to go into
it. Oh, no. The other goalpost. Which goalpost are you talking about? The goalpost or the crossbar? Now, I've told these boys they don't believe me. Does Benny believe the crossbar in the wrong position grand final?
Yeah, it was 89. Put up by the Canberra Raiders and the ground staff. And he hit the black dot. He hit it that hard, it bounced back into the field.
But
of
Benny
play
believed it was too high.
Well, he laughed the other day when we asked him. He didn't say it, did he?
I'm with him. I'm with him.
Yeah, it was.
If that goes over.
Yeah.
I know.
We're still on the drink 30 years later.
Shouldn't have brought it up.
I know. Now, it's sorry, hurtful. Blocky. That's all right, mate.
But
I forgive you.
For one day, at least, are you going to pass the baton? Is this an official passing of
the
baton?
Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put it on Blocky now, all right?
So just for our listeners, Loz goes on holidays tomorrow.
Today. And I'm going to
be on holiday today.
Yeah,
today's been
well,
a holiday.
At 9 o'clock.
So we can exclusively reveal the Blocker.
Loz
is going to be joining Pup and I tomorrow for the show.
So Block is going to do the
what
whole show.
What time am I
going
to get out of bed?
Might as well stay here. Don't worry about going home. Just stay here tonight.
Is there a bunk here?
Yeah. This is it. You're staring at it. Right there.
I'll tell you what. They're the notes that Block has for 1 hour. How many notes are you going to have tomorrow, Block?
Oh, he's going to bring the whole news. He's going to bring all the newspapers in, isn't he?
He certainly is.
Block, there's not enough room on the desk for your newspapers.
I am exclusive to the Daily Telegraph.
Okay, so the Telegraph will be coming tomorrow.
I shan't be bringing anything else in.
Now, Block,
what's going on?
I do this thing called a multi, all right?
How do you go in that, by the way? I've been listening.
Blocky.
Sorry. No, I'm just asking a question.
Well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put you in the hot seat because you're taking over the multi tomorrow.
Yes, Block. You're good for it.
So I want you to go home tonight and do your homework.
Imagine if you get to win. Imagine if he wins,
It'll be statues.
Loz would never get his seat back.
I want you to do your homework tonight because you are very diligent
Loz,
like that.
I'm telling you something.
And you're in charge of the multi tomorrow.
I don't want to be too good at it. Because then I'll overtake you.
Yeah. Yes. And I'd love you to overtake me.
No, I won't. I'm a one-off.
Because I want you...
I'm a one-trick pony.
I want you to win, because if you win, everybody wins.
Yeah, I want you to win.
Everyone's a winner.
So you can do whatever you want, Blocky. You can do whatever you want.
Everyone's a winner at Parramatta Leagues or something?
Yeah, it used to be a slogan, I think.
I think it was.
Liverpool RSL. Everyone's a winner. $2 bourbon and Cokes.
Liverpool RSL?
That's what they used to be. Back in the heyday.
I can't see you at Liverpool.
Mate, I used to rock it.
Mate, you're more...
Rock it.
You're more the eastern suburbs.
Yeah. Mate, I couldn't afford the petrol to get to the east.
What's the...
Now's a bit different.
Bondi Beach joint?
Ravisi's?
Nah, not Ravisi's.
Icebergs?
Icebergs.
Yeah, not back in the day.
Icebergs.
No, I wasn't coming. I was Liverpool RSL. $2 bourbon and Cokes.
Yeah. What do you reckon, Block? Where was your $2 bourbon and Cokes?
Like Coniston Hotel in Wollongong.
There you go.
Mine used to be at a joint called Rudes.
What?
Sounds good.
Rudes.
How was it?
Rudes.
Rudes. Rudes.
Junie.
Yeah, Manica.
Yeah, Manica.
Rudes. Like it.
It was aptly named.
There was no getting double
so
teamed
Block's
there.
So Block's on tomorrow for the whole show.
Yeah, Block you and
tomorrow for the whole show.
Yes. Yep.
Look out, though.
I'm not. Yeah. I don't think I need to.
Look out. He's an ideas man.
I don't think I need to come tomorrow either.
I am a dynamo.
Let me say this. You will not have to prepare any sport notes.
Perfect.
Because you will be here, there, and everywhere.
That's different to normal for me.
I've got to stay on task.
All right.
The rules are, Block, in here. There are no rules. Oh, you can do whatever you want, especially on a Friday. Yeah. Have you got any red shoes? If you wear red shoes, you get away with murder in here.
Have a look. There might be some there.
So you're in charge of the multi tomorrow.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
All right.
You've got one job.
Love it.
Okay. Origin 2, Sunday night in Perth. New South Wales with Tab. firming, continue to firm. They opened $1.85, they're now $1.68. Queensland, $1.95 out to $2.20. Around 80% of the money is for the Blues with Tab Early Doors. Five personnel changes really made by New South Wales, with Brad Fittler dropping four players, those being Katoni Staggs, Regan Campbell-Gillard, Ryan Madison and Tarek Sims, and Jack Whiten out due to COVID, whereas Queensland have lost two players due to injury. Reuben Cotter, who did his hamstring in the warm-up last Friday night before that miracle win by the Cowboys against Manly, and Xavier Coates, who hurt his ankle in Game 1. Blocker, who wins and why?
I'm going to go for New South Wales. I suppose that'll surprise everyone, but I think...
Is that your heart, though?
Yeah, it is. I really believe it. In the first game, I said, Isaiah Yeo is near on the best player in the comp. And then I look at Cleary. He won't play as bad. He's near on the best player in the comp. And then they've got Tedesco at the back, who played brilliantly, I might add, in the first game. So there's a difference when you're desperate. And I'll be very surprised... I'll be able to tell in the first 10, 15 minutes whether New South Wales are desperate. They've got to be desperate. They've got to win. There's no doubt that, you know, they've got to win that game and then take it to the decider in Queensland. And I just think that they'll be too good for them. They've got too many good players. They were outplayed in the first game through enthusiasm with those blokes coming off the bench and playing so well for Queensland. And also Harry Grant, I said that in the first game. When he comes on after 20 or 30 minutes, it's got to be alert time. They didn't do that. I reckon it's going to change. I like the changes with Appy and Trbojevic coming into the side with their defence around the middle of the ruck. We were beaten in the play the ball. They just look more enthusiastic with the speed of the play the ball, the way that they ran. I thought they ran harder, and I don't think that'll happen again. I think they were... They were ambushed in the first game, which, you know, you shouldn't be ambushed in a state game, but I thought that they were. They were a little bit deers in the headlights, and I think New South Wales will be desperate, and I think they'll get the win.
Yeah, I like New South Wales in this game because I think it's a better team, and I think Queensland aren't as strong, and they're not as strong in one area, and that's in the middle. They'll be a little bit looser this time around without Cotter tightening up in the middle. They've got three big forwards, Fasua Mawale, Papali, Lindsay Collins. And I can just see New South Wales being better around the ruck, have a greater ability to get faster play the balls. And if that's the case, I think they miss Cotter a lot. And I can see us really, you know, knocking down the front door and then opening up some space on the edge. So for me, I think Cotter's a massive out. Because he did exactly what we're expecting Jake to do in game 2, just to tighten that middle up along with Appy to start. And, you know, I think they're desperate. I think New South Wales will be more desperate.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't think Cleary can play as badly as he did. I think Luai will get his hands on the ball a little bit more. Love Matt Burton as a player. I think he'll give us some strike and his kicking game will help at times.
Hey, Loz, just on the kicking game with Burton, with the mix-up, with Cleary, if you're playing in the centres, it's a long way to get. What's he going to come in from the centres and kick, like on last plays and all that sort of stuff?
How do you
get him the ball?
Well, what you can do, you can open it up to the right side of the field.
Well, go two-pass runner and then he kicks.
And then he kicks. Yeah. Although you could throw, open it up past the post or on the post, come back instead of Luai standing as the 5-8 for two-pass kick.
Yeah, yeah.
He just swaps position around. You can kick.
Is there anyone kick a bomb higher than him?
No.
It's bombs away.
Yeah, coming off the left sideline. Yeah. You know, you can move it 20, 30 metres in field.
Yeah.
You know, Cleary standing on the long side. Mm. You can just go back a short side to Cleary, who's standing one off the ruck, to put the ball in the air. There's plenty of ways.
The only trouble with that is if that gets stuck in his head that he's got to come into an Origin game in his first game and he's out of position for a general kicker, is that going to be in his mind that I've got to get in there and kick? Or, mate, I think Burton's a great tackle buster. I think I don't know whether in his first game that I would burden him with the kicks.
No. And that's a fair point. But you're not burdening him with the kicks. What you're saying to him, mate, is options.
Option, yeah.
And the other one you're saying to him is that, if they're pressuring Nathan, we may have to sacrifice at some stage. you getting out of position.
They have an option, yeah.
To give us the ability to use your long kick. Now, you're not going to get him to kick all the time because Cleary has got the best kicking game. But you just have to keep Queensland thinking. And if they hesitate for one moment on who their kick pressure is going to be on, it just allows you then time, a little bit more time, to get your kick away.
That's where that's all you do. That's where they'll miss Cotter too. That little 1% is the kick chase pressure. Yeah. He puts so much pressure getting out, putting pressure on Cleary, so they'll miss him that area too.
Give us a margin, fellas.
I'm going New South Wales 18-12.
I'll go margin 1-12.
Yep.
Do you want to? Well, I think exactly. I'm nearly tempted to go New South Wales 13+.
Oh.
Hang on, you just said New South Wales 1-12, but you're tempted to go 13+.
I'm tempted to go. Usually, they're not blowout scores. Mm. All right, but I think New South Wales will be more desperate. I think there's a lot more in this New South Wales side to give. And if they do, I don't know. Anyway, margin 1-12, New South Wales.
Clarky.
Oh, I'm going heart versus head. I'm saying the Blues by 4. But I'm super nervous because I'm worried about that tiny little 1% of fear that one bad game and I'm going to lose my spot. The 7 changes or however many changes we've had, I don't like that. I'm very old school in pick and stick and give players more than one opportunity. So I just worry, are the boys walking on eggshells? Are they too scared to make any sort of error? Because then they'll lose their spot.
So Clarkie, if you're a selector, just bear with me for a sec. If you're a selector, what changes your mind within 1 week about the player that you put in there to start with? So
yeah, that's my point. Nothing changes. Like if I'm picking, I'd like to think I'm not guessing when I'm picking a player. I'd like to think for something like Origin or a Test match, you know the player so well. You've watched the player enough times under pressure in different situations. If I'm selecting them, I'm selecting them because I believe they are the right person for the job, and that goes around your tactics as well. If I'm picking a team in India versus the team that's going to play in South Africa, there might be a couple of changes. So to me, I think Brad Fittler had a style of play he wanted to play and he picked his best 17. Now it seems to me, because of how Queensland have played, he wants to change that. Mm. And I'm nervous about that. I don't know why we care so much about how Queensland are playing. I don't care. I care how do we play our best footy and what's our best 17.
And what are the areas we have to improve on from the first game?
But as I said as well, I said to Loz, the other side to that, if you go, no, you know what, I got it wrong in the first game, then all these changes are irrelevant. Because he's saying, no, I'm accountable. I made mistakes. I picked the wrong squad and I had the wrong tactics. I own that. Now game two, we've got new tactics and we've got a new squad. Then I'm saying credit to him. He's got the courage to do that. But for me as a selector, or when I was captain, I was like, I'm not picking someone for one game. I'm really giving him the series.
Me personally, I think it's a better balanced team than game one.
Yeah, you've said that. Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I just look on win-loss. If we'd have won the first game, everyone would go, he's a genius. Now, Freddie's got...
Yeah, but would you have agreed with some of the selections? So I still wouldn't have.
There was a couple where I thought were a bit out of whack, but, I mean, that's, you know...
It doesn't mean we're right or wrong. It's just our opinion.
But in Freddie we trust. Like, the desperation's got to come into it now. I don't think it's got anything to do... Well, a lot to do with tactics and what... Mate, we were beaten... At the play the ball in the first game, all over. Not only in the play the ball, but in the speed of the like all different things. Mm. They have to fix that. And I think by bringing Jakey in and also Appy, I think he's addressing the area that we need to improve. And then desperation comes into it. We have to win. That's why I think New South Wales will win.
New South Wales by 22.
22.
What? Listen, in the last break, I did see you in the kitchen. You've taken medication without telling us.
Hang on.
You are off your face.
Is this bloke?
22.
I better call
him. Here we go. This is the bulldog theory. It's the worst Queensland team in the history. 22 points. Yep.
Clarkie.
We'll win 28-6.
He's medicated.
Is this bloke?
He's high at the moment.
Is this bloke on holidays already or is he on with us tomorrow?
He's taken medication without anybody knowing.
It's fine. It works.
22. Yeah.
I'll give you one.
Who's your man of the match? Who's your man of the match?
Matt Burton. And morning, boys. Blocker, you're making so much sense. Too much analysing the game. Play what's in front of you. New South Wales will blouse them. Appy, man of the match. Cheers, Michael. Sending that one through. Loz, you should remember Thursday night dollar drinks at Maddie's Kingston Hotel. Damien from Fig Tree, 1990 to 1992.
Yeah, Kingo Hotel. Thursday nights.
How much a drink?
Blind
dollar, dollar
in
drinks,
Belconnen.
Was it?
That was another one.
Was that dollar drinks?
Dollar drinks, yeah.
1991 too.
$1 for a... What'd you go for?
And Fig Tree.
Bourbon and Coke.
That's my stopping ground, Fig Tree.
Down Wollongong.
Last time I had a bourbon and Coke was in 94. There you go.
Really?
Yep.
Wonder what happened that made you
give them up. Well, last time I had a bourbon and Coke, I shouldn't have.
Just before you go, Blocker, a quick word on New Zealand Tonga. Oh. New Zealand $1.26, Tonga $3.90. The Tongans plus 10.5 at the line. PNG $3.70 against Fiji $1.28. That's the second of the back-to-back games at Campbelltown, by the way. Samoa before that are $1.01 and minus 35.5 at the line against the Cook Islands, $15. But this New Zealand Tonga game at Mount Smart Stadium. Well, reading out the teams this morning.
Awesome.
This is going to be a fantastic game.
What time is it on telly and what channel is it on?
3:20, and I believe it's on Fox League and KO on Saturday afternoon. I'll check that. I'm sure it is. But 3:20 Saturday afternoon is kickoff.
Mate, what about the collisions with all those big boppers?
Mate.
The teams. Oh.
There'll be some ice on shoulders.
Oh, my God. Imagine getting out of bed the next day.
Oh,
now, Tonga, are they going to, if they win this game, they beat Australia last time they played Australia. If they win this game, do they become a tier one nation for the World Cup or later on down the track?
Ooh, I think later on down the track they might.
Yeah.
Probably not for the World Cup because that will stop.
Christian Wolfe coaching the Tongan team?
Not in this game.
No,
so Wayne Bennett and Dean Young are in charge for this game.
Tonga.
Who do you like?
I like Tonga.
Do you?
I just like saying it.
All right.
Tonga.
I'm New Zealand.
Yeah, I think New Zealand.
Yeah, but you know why you're doing that.
Because
you're
going.
No, he's going over there on the weekend.
He's got no choice. His wife.
He's
going to
let people see
well.
Him and go. Well, listen to the big sport.
Yeah.
Do we go to New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Do we?
Podcast on the podcast we do.
Say what you like then. We don't go there.
Do we? Dear. No, we don't. No. Just on the podcast. Yeah, you're right.
Podcast.
Blocker.
Yes.
We'll see you tomorrow
that
morning.
That can't be it.
Bright and early.
Don't be late.
What time are we going to be
here? So, 5:30, we're on air.
You're a funny guy. It's on at 6, isn't it?
5:30.
No, it's 5:30.
So, you can be like me and get here at 5:29, but if you come any time from 4, you'll see Middo.
We'll have a look, boys. I will be prepared.
Oh, my God. No, you can't bring that book.
Notes.
You don't need notes. You don't need any notes in here, Block.
If you're late, you'll need a note.
Yes. See you tomorrow.
See you, boys.